Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, a podcast for music lovers, lovers of love, people with lots of feelings, people that just want to get shit off their chest or listen to people vent, people that like opinions. This is your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And Victoria Wells, and we are here after dark at the Wild 7 headquarters in downtown Los Angeles. And we have chosen the simpiest
of simpy fucks.
Oh, it's such a good one this week. Actually, I'll admit, I have not heard this song before. I know who Sid is, yeah. And I love Sid, but I've never heard this other artist, which is...
I think it's pronounced Levin Kelly.
Sounds about right. Yeah. But I actually really liked his music. I started listening to a bunch of his other songs, and I was like...
I still need to do that. I just know this song. I heard it one time. I was hooked when I heard just, like, the beat just by itself. We'll play a clip for you guys, but it's so fucking good. Just every time it comes on, I'm just like... It's like the first time I heard it again. The song is everything to me.
And
the
lyrics, gotta ask you, is it a bop?
It's a fucking bop.
It's
bitch.
A bop. God, you know every song we bring to you guys is gonna be a bop.
That's, you know what we have to do? Start a playlist of all the songs that we do. So everybody can listen. That's gonna be a fucking bop of a playlist, let me tell you guys.
Make sure you catch out our Simpin' After Dark playlist on Spotify that we will be creating.
Yes.
With all the songs
I'm excited.
That we love to simp to.
Exactly.
Let's play a little clip of this one. Let's just start off with a clip.
Baby, won't you let me ride? Tell me what you like. I can't read your mind. Bad as I want to. I really want you so. Baby, won't you let me ride? Tell me what you like. I can't read your mind. Bad as I want
girl.
To.
Girl. First of all, Sid's voice. Ooh.
An angel, an actual wow. Angel. Like, if she could sing me to sleep every night.
That's not what you said earlier.
Girl, don't.
Oh, man. Sometimes I feel like that's the one thing I love about music is that it invokes emotion.
For and real.
So many different emotions.
Like, that song literally makes my heart tingle. And maybe your heart? Other things.
That's crazy though, but like no one is physically doing anything to you, right?
I know.
You're not nothing. There no one's around you, no one's touching you, nothing.
But I'm so
we're so simping after dark. Yes. Every week, catch us on all your Spotify, I don't know, your podcast, I don't know.
Wherever they play the podcast.
I don't know. Anyways, all I'm trying to say is that, look, music invokes emotion. And sometimes it's good feeling, sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's a memory.
Might piss you off. It might trigger some feelings you don't want to think about. There's lots of those songs. This song, for me, just reminds me of, I don't know if this is like a rare breed, but just men that are very like, this can be whatever you want it to be. Like, I like you so much that this is whatever you want it to be. Like, you want to take it slow, like, up, or, like, we can be together.
So this song is about basically a man kind of just letting the woman choose what she wants.
Yeah.
You want to take it slow? Take it slow. You want to be together? I'll be your man. You could be my girl right now. Let's make it official.
They both have really good lyrics. So Sid is just, like, pouring her heart out. You could tell, like, she wants this chick. So the chorus... Baby, won't you let me ride? Tell me what you like. I can't read your mind. Bad as I want to, I really want you. So it's like tell me, like, I cannot read your mind, but tell me what you want. Like, I'm down for it.
Yeah. Like, what do you
whatever
want?
Whatever it may be.
I'm here. I'm putting myself. That's that. I'm meeting you 50-50. Yeah. I'm stepping balls up in the your line.
Court. Ball is in your court.
What you want?
Do you, like, love that?
I.
Or do you, like.
Wow. Is there any other way to feel about that?
Like, that makes my.
You're what?
Can we I'm name them? I'm so no, hard to not be vulgar.
I know. I'm like, maybe I will one day look back on this.
What if my mom and
okay,
dad?
Because, okay, I definitely think that me and Ashley are similar in the type where we're probably pretty straightforward when it comes to our feelings.
Exactly.
So yeah. When somebody is like.
No. Reciprocates that?
What you want. Dang. You're like.
Like, I'm just going to say it. My panties are on the floor.
You're like, whatever you want. I don't even care what you want. Whoa. Which is so funny because yes. if men only just knew, that's it.
That's all it you takes have to do is for you to tell me your feelings and be genuine. Like, damn,
that's it.
I think dudes are so scared of just like being genuine and vulnerable, like, and yeah, just like being like, yo, like I fuck with you. This is what I want. I want to be with you. And I've had that, and like, damn, that is a turn on.
Hell yeah,
take notes.
Definitely.
Take fucking notes, hoes.
There's definitely a few men who have been like, this could be whatever you want it to be. And just hearing just that is like just
I'm sick.
It's crazy how something like a line or a sentence can legitimately make you want somebody even more. You know, it's interesting how I think relationships and dynamic, just like how music can make you feel. Mm-hmm. Someone just stating
something
what
so
they
simple
feel, right? It's not nothing crazy. They're not coming up with this. They're not imagining this. They're not creating this out of nowhere. It's just in them. They're just communicating that to you. And that simple act.
Like, my heart is so tingly right now. I'm just saying.
Can I also bring up a line?
I can bring up any line.
I know, right? This whole song is just full
both of their
of
verses,
lines.
Yeah. Like Sid and 11.
I think I have like a half a page of all lyrics. And then Ashley earlier was like, can we just pull up the lyrics? Because I think every other line is really good.
I'm writing too much like in my hand hurts.
But specifically, I want to talk about the line, do I text twice? Do I play it cool? I could do it all if you want to. Like,
anyone can relate to that.
Do I? Okay, that thought in that moment where you text someone. And let's not even talk about being left on red or not on red. Let's just say you text someone. And they don't answer. And you're like, fuck. This is the moment. Like, this is the internal conflict that you have with yourself.
Because part of you, it's like.
You want to talk to them.
Yeah. Just say it. It's a different conversation. Maybe they haven't checked their phone. They'll come back and they'll respond to both things. If they fuck with you like that. But then you're like, what if they don't?
And then you're like, I'm putting myself out on a limb here. Yep. I'm putting myself out on a limb. So I like the fact that they're kind of like being upfront. Like, do I do this? Do I do this? What do you want? One time. I had a fuck boy in my life. I had one. It was like I went to the store. I picked one up. I was like, let me get a fuck boy real quick. They're on sale. 2 for $50. All right. Buy one, get one.
Oh, hell no.
And so I had one in my life. And I decided, I asked him because I was like, you're a fuck boy. I'm going to fuck with you. Right? That's the only way to treat a fuck boy. So I was like, let me play some mind games. Not that I like look to play mind games, but if you're going to fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you. Exactly. Duh. I always keep the same energy, all right? I'm never looking for that, but if that's what you're going to give me, I'm going to give it right back to you. Mm-hmm. So he had proved his fuckery. So I was like, all right, you're clearly someone that it just doesn't want to keep it real, doesn't want to keep it 100, but I still kind of fucked with him. So I was like, all right. Anyways, long story short, there was another dude who tried to ask me on a date, and I was like, perfect opportunity.
Yes.
Let me ask him. Date. Let me ask this guy what I should say to him. Right? Since you don't care about me, you're not my man, right?
We're just friends.
So let me, this guy's trying to ask me on a date. What should I say to him?
What did he say?
He revealed so much. Of course. He said, you know what you got to do? He's like, you just got to tell him. He said, just tell him. If you want to go on this date with him, right? You want to go on this date. Okay, long story short, I feel like I got to say this because it's an important part.
Yes.
He asked me to go to a basketball game with him.
Oh.
And I'm a huge basketball fan. So I was like,
go.
God, I want to go. I want to go so bad. But then like the nice, sweet, genuine person in me is like, damn, I don't want this. Basketball games are really expensive.
Yeah.
I don't want him to buy me a ticket. You don't like him like that. I don't like him like that. I'm not trying to be a dick. See, listeners, I'm actually not an asshole. So this other fuckboy, that's a different story. Let's get back to that. So I was thinking about this guy, like genuinely. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I didn't. I said, so I texted. I already knew what I was going to say. Come on. I'm not an idiot.
You don't need fucking advice. I don't need advice.
But I wanted to ask him. So I was genuinely just going to text him, hey, look, I'll go to the game with you. I don't want you to think that anything is going to come of it. So if you do want to go to the game as friends, I'd be happy. I'd be even happy to pay for the ticket. Like, I don't mind putting in my share, but I don't want you to go out of your way to buy a ticket for me and expect something that's, I don't want to disappoint you.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So basically, somewhere along the lines, this fuckboy told me to say something like that. And then he revealed this fuckboy asterisk that's at the bottom of their little book, their handbook mm-hmm. that they go through. He said, you always just leave it up to them. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, so basically this is what you do. You just tell them like, hey, look, I'm down to go to the game, but not like that. But it's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, hell no. Okay.
And a flood of memories of this dude just telling me, do whatever you want to do.
It's up to you.
Comes flashing back to me. Oh, and I'm God. Just like.
When you like tell a dude like, I need this from you or like this isn't going to work. And like, and he'll be well, like, if that's what you want, then
do what you want. And you're
fucking
like,
God.
It's not what I want. I'm telling you what's going to happen.
I'm telling you what
up.
I need. I'm telling you what's going
to
happen.
So it just, it made me realize that like the advice that he's giving me to this guy is just his advice and like how he treats relationships. And so, you know, we're going strong, me and this fuckboy. It's great. It's been going great. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just, oh, he no. revealed that sense of yeah. always keeping it in that court. So I do think that this song has a little bit of fuckery attached to
okay,
it.
Okay, I could see it.
It's
maybe it's
sexy.
Just my hopeless romantic side that's just like, oh, Sid.
But it, think about it. Like, that's, yeah. have you ever been with a fuckboy?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because this. Ugh. Because he's probably looked at you and been like, yeah, no, I like you. I just don't really want a girlfriend right now, but, like, I like hanging out with you. So you know what? Like, if you want to keep doing this, we can do it. If not, I respect you. And your dumbass was like, it's totally fine.
I know. Yeah, because there is some lyrics. I don't have them pulled up right now.
I do.
But it's like where, I don't know if it's Sid or Levin talking about, let's see.
Relationships and.
Where is it?
Look at, but there's
I
also.
I can do you wrong if you want to.
Yes.
I can do you wrong if you want, babe. But will that keep me on your mind long enough? Like, okay. I can see that.
So it's like, one of those things. It's like, all right, you want me to fuck around? Like, okay. So it's
yeah.
kind of.
Whatever's going to keep me on your mind. Because
exactly.
sometimes that does keep you coming back where it's like a little hard. Everybody likes a challenge. And that's fucking toxic, but whatever. We don't got to talk about it.
Look, it's just, it's a bit of a game. It's a bit of a game. I will say that
it's
I admire
shitty.
At least, I guess I kind of, I have a little bit more respect for this game than I guess I do the other game of like, whatever. At least this is kind of like, what do you want? Tell me what you want. I'll be that.
But
all right.
It's like, we can travel the world. Like, I'll take you anywhere, baby. Like, oh my God.
But also there's kind of like the sense of like, lie to me, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean,
you're just crushing all my dreams right now. Okay. I just love this song and I'm just coming along and stomping on it.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think sometimes two people can be in a place in their life where they're like, lie to me.
It's perspective. Like, everyone's going to interpret lyrics differently. And that is the beauty of music, that music can resonate so differently with different people going through different, completely different situations. Absolutely. One song can mean something, and some artists don't like saying what it is to them because they want it to
be
ambiguous. And it's like, it's whatever you want it to be for you.
Yeah. So it's, and I think that's kind of funny because that's what the song is, right? I'll be whatever you want. Exactly. And that's kind of like what music is.
Woo! Mind's blown.
No, definitely. Like, but that's what I like about it. At least Sid's giving us options. Sid and Levin are giving us options. Whereas, you know, Danny Lay's just telling us to take it easy. Like, no, bitch.
I know. Levin's verse when he's like, you can be the one, you can be the only if you want to be my girl or just the homie. I just think that's so cute. Like, dang.
That's cute.
The way I get it is, like, this dude fucks with this girl so much that he's like, whatever you want. You wanted to, like, just be friends? Okay. Or, like, you could be, like, my only one.
I feel like I want a follow-up to this song.
I know.
What happened? Are you guys friends? Did she want to date you? Did you write a love song about her? Are you guys broken up now? Did I bring up old wounds? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
Should we bring up open-ended. Some tweets, though?
Yes.
Okay, so y'all know that me and Ashley are pretty avid Twitter
users.
We keep ours on dark mode, so if you have yours on dark light mode just don't talk to us, because this is Simping After Dark.
Fucking weird.
Also, are your eyes okay? I don't know. Should get those checked out. But we like to bring up tweets on Twitter because it's a great way to express yourself, especially about relationships on Twitter. You know the tea relationships is all over Twitter.
And sometimes these tweets, we try to get them to relate to the song, but we might have some wild cards if it's just funny and we want to talk about it. Sometimes we're too simpy and we're like, ugh.
I have two that aren't simpy at all that are actually pretty funny. And I feel like that kind of works. The song isn't really simpy. It's kind of more like, tell me what you need, girl. So, like, all right. Okay, so it's a tweet, and there's both a male and female version of this tweet, which I think is funny. Yes. So the core tweet, and then it's quote tweeted, of course, is by AJ Fairley. And it says, apologize like a man. Go.
Oh, I love these. I could go on. I did one of, like, my own.
All right. So this one says, and this one is by at local black girl, Lord Petty Flacco Joyed. Quote, I'm sorry if you felt like I did that. I'm sorry you felt like I did that.
That's like that straight up, like, I'm sorry you feel that way. You are not taking accountability.
You
for
hurt
what
my
you did.
Feelings. I'm sorry you think you felt I hurt your feelings.
Yeah, you're not fucking sorry at all.
You.
Or the good old, you're just too sensitive.
Oh my God.
You just
God.
Think too deep.
You think about things too much. Just chill.
I did say sorry, though.
Do less.
When? No, you didn't.
What?
You're fucking lying.
Okay, let me find the apologize like a woman tweet. That shit was even funnier. Oh, it was apologize like a woman go. And then it said, are you done being mean to me?
Guilty.
Oh man, I've never so quickly been like, I said that.
Like, are you still mad?
Are you still mad at me? Are you still mad?
Just,
are you
like,
still
bombard them with like kisses? Like,
yeah.
Stop.
Or my ever so favorite, you just change the subject. You'd be like, look at this meme.
So
I'm hungry.
Off topic tweet.
Yes.
We talked about it earlier. I don't know when this is going to be posted, so it might be old news, but it's still relevant.
It's always relevant.
The situation with DaBaby is exactly why I don't do situationships. We either together or we ain't. That whole we're not together, but that's me bullshit is for the birds. There's no accountability, and either person can always say, well, we're not together when it's convenient. Nah.
Very true.
So what happened with DaBaby, he has like a baby mama he's been with since high school. Blew up recently on his Instagram stories. It was like a video of his baby mama like rubbing his feet like a week later. So turns out he's having a baby with some other bitch. So that tweet is just about, like, you can't do nothing for these dudes. Don't claim these dudes. They're not yours.
He also,
they're all fucking players.
He also denied the cheating allegations, yeah, but admitted the pregnancy.
But confirmed baby on the way with another bitch.
What a man thing to do. Yeah. I didn't cheat, but she is pregnant.
Like, I do have what? A baby on the way.
Wild, shuck. Wild.
Which that, situationships. We keep talking about situationships.
Maybe we should have a song about situationships.
By Little Miss Snow Allegra.
Oh, I love that Middle Eastern queen. Yes. Oh, she's so beautiful.
Persian queen.
Mm, yes. Well, you know, guys, I think this has been a fun episode of Simpin' After Dark.
Has been fun.
So make sure you check out a few of our other podcasts that we always hop on, like the Wild 7 podcast that the Nightshade collectively always...
Nightshade Collective.
Sorry, I meant the Nightshade Collective collectively show up on. And so you should check them out on Instagram. They're at the Nightshade Collective. You can check out Ashley on Instagram.
At Ash underscore Friday underscore.
My Instagram is at Victoria D. Wells. And if you DM us what you think about the podcast, we will... ignore them. So go ahead and head to Instagram and just flood our DMs, because we really want to spend time sifting through things that will be irrelevant to us.
You're not going to change my mind
2 minutes after we're done reading them.
I said what I said.
No, we're just, obviously we're joking, guys. We would love to hear what you think about what we have to say about the songs. If you guys have any recommendations. Yes. If you have any ideas, give them to us for free. We'll take them. Why not?
Hell yeah. And keep an eye out for our Spotify playlist coming out. It'll be obviously called Simpin' After Dark also. We'll post songs. Maybe we'll post other songs also.
Yeah.
That way it'll be like a little, hey, we might do the song later. Little reminder for us. And keep an eye out for episodes that we're going to start recording too.
So maybe you can finally see what we look like.
Yet, but
maybe we're cute. Maybe we're ugly. Maybe we're two dudes. Find out. All right, till next time, y'all. Keep simping after dark.
Later.